Now, as we come into the compassionate body scan, let's really take good, strong, supportive postures. So you'll have to adapt this if you're sitting on a cushion or a bench, or you're standing. I will lead it as if you're sitting in a chair. So be sure to really feel your feet nicely planted, supported unconditionally by the earth. And if possible, that your knees are a little lower than your hips. When we do that, we get a little bit of a pelvic tilt that softens the low back. So feeling nicely planted at the feet, the hands, the bottom. And then roll your shoulders up, back, and down a few times to loosen the shoulders. One last time, up, back, and down. And as you bring the shoulders down, see if you can gently flatten the shoulder blades to the back. And as you do this, hopefully you're starting to sit up a little taller, a little straighter, with a nice strong back. And then noticing through the shoulders, there's an opening of the chest and the heart region, that it is soft and open, receptive. So we cultivate the posture of compassion for self and others with a strong back and a soft front. Strength to receive all that arrives, and a softness to open to it with kindness. And then head and neck are nicely balanced. Perhaps your eyes are soft and downwards. Or if you prefer, the eyes can be open, or the eyes can be straight outwards, as if you're really taking in everything as it is. Whatever feels easeful for you. And again, adjust this posture if you're lying down or standing, cushion or bench. And then allow for some nice full breaths. Appreciating those nice energizing effects of the in-breath, and the softening and soothing effects of the out-breath. And on the out-breath, you might even make a little sound, a sound of relaxation. Ah. And trying that again. Ah. And one more time. And then just letting breath be as it is, feeling the breath in the whole body. And giving yourself a little soothing touch. How do you like to do that? Is it hand to the heart or a cheek or the belly for soothing? Or is it more that you've got your palms on your thighs and you're sitting in a very strong way, supportive? Maybe it's even a fist in your chest with your palm over top of that to feel some strength. What do you need? And whatever touch you take on, soothing or supportive, let it speak to you of your intentions for this practice. to open with kindness and care and curiosity for whatever you may experience here. And so sitting with breath and body for a few moments as I read this poem by Robert Hall. Within the body you are wearing now, inside the bones and beating in the heart, lives the one you have been searching for so long. But you must stop running away and shake hands. The meeting doesn't happen without your presence, your participation. The same one waiting for you there is moving in the trees, glistening on the water, growing in the grasses, and lurking in the shadows you create. You have nowhere to go. The marriage happened long ago. Behold, your mate. So can we, with all kindness, open to the mate that is this body that's always been with us, always will be? Can we befriend the body, be its best friend? Let it be our best friend. And now, as we sit or we're laying down, releasing the breath and dropping the awareness down into the feet. With direct sensory awareness, noticing the soles of the feet and the toes and the tops of the feet just as they are. Mindfully feeling the sensations. As we do this, we may notice places in the feet that are sore, that are tender. Maybe they're injured or there's been surgery. And we can offer compassion for these places. Perhaps with soothing touch to the region or to our soothing touch spot, say chest or cheek. We might offer soothing words, loving kindness words. If the sensations feel more neutral or even pleasant, then opening to that with some appreciation, some thanks. Thanking our feet for taking us so far in life, the walking, the running, even the sitting. Carrying these bodies through our lives. And doing it so well. At any point, if you wish to heighten your awareness of any body region, then try on breathing into it. So you might breathe in and out of the feet. And then releasing the feet, perhaps on the exhale, and letting your attention move into the lower legs, feeling the ankles, the calves, the shins, just as they are. Opening with compassion, soothing touch, soothing words to anything that's tender. Opening with appreciation for these strong muscles and bones. And then coming into the knees, And knees very often are sore, get injured. They do so much for us, the walking, the bending, the sitting. It's natural they get injured, arthritis. We might give soothing touch if that's the case. If our knees feel fine, we might just open in appreciation for all they do for us and that they feel okay. And then gently letting the attention move into the thighs, feeling the muscles and the bones up to and including the hip joints. And hips take a lot of wear and tear with the walking. They're running all of our mobility. You might give them some soothing touch. Of course, any body part that's feeling okay or feeling very good, can we give thanks for that? Thank you, hips. Thank you, thighs. And then you might care to breathe all the way down through the body, down to the toes. And up again, feeling the lower extremities as a whole. And on the exhale, let's release the lower extremities and let our attention shift into our hands. The marvel of the hands, so much to feel, so many sensations. Appreciating what our hands do for us, allowing us to take care of ourselves and others, to greet one another, to feed ourselves, to write, to type, perhaps play an instrument, fix things. And yet, like the feet, the hands frequently get injured, arthritic, they are so busy on our behalf. We might give them a little massage, any sore joints, offer some soothing words. We're not trying to fix body sensations, rather we're offering care to anything that's troubling, knowing that we all have difficulties in our bodies from time to time. And then letting the attention move into the forearms, up to and including the elbows, feeling the muscles, the joint, maybe a sense of the pulse. Letting attention move into the upper arms, including the shoulder joints. All of our joints can have trouble from time to time, And it's because they do so much for us. Those shoulders, highly mobile, easily injured. Soothing touch. And yet also thanks for these wonderful joints. Massage to any of the muscles in the upper arms. And breathing down through the arms to the fingertips, feeling that lovely pulsing, energizing effect with each in-breath. And noticing with the out-breath that there can be softening in the hands, the arms. We can let go, release. And on an exhale, let's now release the upper extremities and shift our attention into the pelvic region, feeling the buttocks, the sitting bones, aware of the hips again, the hip bones, reproductive organs, and the bladder and intestines deep within. So many important functions in the pelvic region to be grateful for. Soothing touch for anything that's challenging. Soothing words. You might feel the breath in the pelvis. And on the out-breath, let's move our attention into the abdomen, feeling it moving with the breathing. Maybe there's a sense of digestion or even hunger within. Appreciating that there are many organs within that we can't feel, that are busy keeping us alive. Thank you, belly. Thank you. And belly is a region we often malign. It's not the right shape or size, we'll say. Can we appreciate what is right here, what is working? And yet soothing touch to anything that's troubling, comfort. And then letting the awareness move through the belly to the back. Feeling the tailbone region, the lower spine, lumbar spine. These regions that are often tight, you might need a little massage. Appreciating how the spine and the muscles of the back are holding up the torso and protecting vital organs. Letting the awareness move up the back, feeling the bones, the ribs, the spine, the muscles. Noticing how they move with breathing. mindfully, kindfully aware of body, just as it is, bringing attention back as it wanders, letting these other experiences come and go in the background. Letting your attention move up your back, approaching the shoulder blade region, the shoulder muscles, opening to any tension that may be here. Maybe you need a little massage of your shoulder muscles. Aware too of tension that can go from there into the back of the neck and vice versa. Maybe too there needs a little massage. Or maybe your back is just feeling okay, bringing gratitude for that and how it's holding up your body. And then letting the attention move from the back into the chest and heart region. You might have a sense of the magic and mystery of the heart beating automatically, delivering the blood to each and every cell in the body. The movements of the lungs, receiving the oxygen and letting go of what we don't need. The movements of the chest wall with breathing. And opening to sensations in the chest. Sometimes the sensations are more about our emotions, stress, anxiety, depression. Same too in the belly. Can we give ourselves some comfort for that? Soothing touch, perhaps. And then allowing breathing through the whole torso, from the nape of the neck all the way down to the pelvis. Feeling the whole of the torso. And on the exhale, releasing the torso and coming into the face and head region. Noticing in particular the chin and the jaw regions that are often tight. You might need a little massage. Maybe they feel fine, opening to the sensations. Feeling the mouth. So much to appreciate here. The lips for talking, for laughing, for smiling, for kissing. And all through the mouth, chewing the teeth, chewing, getting the food partly digested. And the wonder of taste. So much to appreciate with the mouth. Sensing now the nose and the passage of air through the nostrils. can smell danger and we can smell the rose. We can smell the fall leaves, the newborn baby. And our food is enhanced by our sense of smell. Noticing the cheeks and the cheekbones. Anything tight, give it a little massage. And knowing that these muscles are intimately involved in our emotional life. Expressions, connecting with one another. We feel into the eyes, the incredible miracle of sight, the colors, the shapes, being able to see one another. And yet there may be tension around and between the eyes and into the forehead as well that might need a little soothing touch, a little massage. Common places to hold emotional tension around the eyes and into the forehead. And so too with the scalp and the cranium, protecting the brain. And yet also can be tight and tense with headache, the strain of our lives. And so a little massage here perhaps. And feeling into the ears and appreciating our capacity to hear one another, to hear the wind, to hear danger, to hear music, laughter. And now breathing in and out of face and head region. And letting that breathing in and out extend down through the arms to the fingertips. Down the torso to the pelvic region. And all the way down to our toes. Appreciating this body carrying us through our lives. Offering ourselves some soothing touch. As a gesture of care and appreciation for this body. And appreciating the practice, how it may have helped you to settle a little, possibly to relax. Possibly to know where the body is hurting and to care for it. And even if you feel not much of anything, to appreciate that you did put in this time for practice. And that's always a good thing. Listening to the bells to finish.